Today we're going to talk about Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. Now, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid is not officially part of Pesukah DeZimra. Pesukah DeZimra starts with Baruch She'amar, and it ends with Yishtabach, and all of the Pesukim and Mizmorim that are in between make up Pesukah DeZimra. However, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid comes before that. It comes before Baruch She'amar. In fact, there's even a Kaddish that separates between Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid and Baruch She'amar, and that also indicates that it's something separate. And the truth is that it is a addition to davening that's relatively late in comparison to the rest of davening, and it's not mentioned in many of the earlier Siddurim. And part of the question that we have to figure out is what's it doing here and what's the purpose of it. So let's just first begin with trying to understand the Mizmor. The Mizmor, Rashi tells us, commenting on this Mizmor, that David HaMelech was misaken this Mizmor to be said at the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech, we know, did not build the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to. He started the process. But the Beis HaMikdash was really built by his son Shlomo. And yet, the Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, the Mizmor that was said at the Chanukah Sabayis, is attributed to David. And it's further problematic. Again, it's not really problematic, the fact that it's attributed to him, because he could have written it in the past, or he could have written it for the future, for the eventual Chanukah HaMikdash. But what's strange about it is the fact that there isn't any real references to the Beis HaMikdash within the Mizmor. This is a phenomenon we find elsewhere as well. We know with the Shir Shalyoms that we say, so we begin each Shir Shalyom with an introductory pasuk. We say Mizmor Shalyom HaShav, we say Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos Shaboy Halivim Omer B'Beis HaMikdash. But that's not part of the text of the Tehillim. That's an introductory phrase. The Tehillim itself then goes and doesn't necessarily discuss the specific day. There's only one exception to that, and that is the Shir Shal Yom of Shabbos. On the Shir Shal Yom of Shabbos, the first pasuk is actually Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. And yet, even though it's the one Shir Shal Yom that the day that it's representing, or the day that it corresponds to, is mentioned in the Mizmor itself, yet the Mizmor doesn't talk about Shabbos, at least not on the surface level. So we have the same phenomenon here. Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, and then there's no talk about the Beis HaMikdash in the entire Mizmor. And that's certainly something that requires an understanding of what the relationship is. So let's first just take a broad look. Before we go through the Pesukim inside, let's just take a broad look at what the Mizmor is about. And here we have two different views in the Mefarshim. The straight reading we could perhaps attribute to the Malbim, and that is that the Pesukim, that the Mizmor is discussing a person who is sick and is healed from his sickness, a physical sickness. And you'll see in the Pesukim, when we get into the Pesukim, we're going to see that the Pesukim discuss how he was sick and now he's better, and he davened Hashem, and his sorrow and his suffering has turned to joy. And the Mizmor seems to be about tefillah and the ability to and praising Hashem for healing David HaMelech. That is certainly one way to read the Mizmor on a surface level. However, the Radak interprets the Mizmor to be speaking not about a physical ailment, but to be about a spiritual ailment, and to be about sin. And David HaMelech, we know, who is a tremendous tzaddik, but we know as well that the Tanakh describes a sin that he committed with Bathsheba. And David HaMelech had many oivim, and many people who started up with him, and many people who taunted him. And this is something that David HaMelech struggled with. And he also struggled on a personal level with his own sin. And the Mizmor, according to the Radak, is about the catharsis process and about the process of kapara and freeing himself from the clutches of the sin that he had given into. And according to this, we can begin to start to see a kesher to the Beis HaMikdash. See, the Malbim writes that the kesher to the Beis HaMikdash is not really, it's very weak, the connection. He says that Chanukah Sabayis doesn't have to mean the Beis HaMikdash. The Bayis can refer to the body. The body houses the soul. And therefore, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis, the inauguration of the Bayis, could mean after illness, the emerging from illness and you know, the encountering health again, or the relationship with a healthy existence again. So that is the Chanukas Habayis. It's the rededication of the physical body after the ailments of the illness. However, according to the Radak, and that's how the Malbim explains the Chanukas Habayis, but according to the Radak, that this is a spiritual discussion, so you're able to start to see a connection to the Beis HaMikdash, because, again, the Oivim, or the people who are taunting David, or maybe even that voice within David himself who told David that he's not holy, and how could he be the one, or how could he and his children be the ones to create a Beis HaMikdash, to build a Beis HaMikdash, to build a place that is the headquarters of Kapara and a greater relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when David HaMelech himself committed such a sin that he saw as something that tainted his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as he emerges from the darkness of sin and he gets Kapara, so the role of the Beis HaMikdash and his relationship to it is also highlighted. And David HaMelech's ability to be the one, or to be the father of the one, or to be the head of the household that builds the Beis HaMikdash, is something that David HaMelech celebrates with his freedom from sin. And that's the Chanukah Sabayis, that as he emerges from sin, he realizes that the horizon is, that there's a very positive outlook, and that he has the ability to be the one to usher in the Beis HaMikdash and to be the one to create the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now let's take a minute or two and let's go into the text itself of the Mizmor. Okay, so the Mizmor tells us, Aromimcha Hashem ki dilisani, I'm going to praise you, Hashem, because you raised me up. Vilo samachti oivaili, and those who taunted me, my enemies, were not able to rejoice over me, meaning I emerged victorious. So you saved me. Hashem Elokai, Hashem my God. Shivati elecha v'tirpaini. This is a key line, a key theme in the Mizmor. Shivati elecha, I daven to you, v'tirpaini, and you healed me. Again, whether that means physical healing, according to the Malbim, or whether it's spiritual healing from sin, according to the Radak. But Shivati elecha v'tirpaini. Hashem, Ha'elita min Sha'ol, you raised me up out of the depths, out of the pit. Again, whether this means death, because you were sick, or whether this means Gehenim, because he had sinned. Ha'elisa min Sha'ol, and what did you raise up? Nafshi, my soul. Ha'elisa min Sha'ol, comma, Nafshi, you raised up my nefesh from the Sha'ol. Chi yisani, you gave me life, miyar devor, from those who go down into the pit. Zamru Lashem chasidav, those who are pious shall sing to you, v'hodu l'zecher kodsho, and they will praise and thank your holy name. Now, he refers to himself as a chassid because David HaMelech really was a chassid. And I think a lot of us react this way. We look at things and we say, I'm really a good person. This sin doesn't really define me. I mess up in this area, but that doesn't define me. And David HaMelech, for sure, he was a tzaddik yisod olam, but there was one big error that he made, but he was still a chassid. He was still a pious person. And therefore, if you're a person who's dedicated to a life of sin, so then you can't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come through for you. But here, David HaMelech is expressing a tremendous faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because at his core, David is a good person, and he's a holy person. And yet, he's also able, and because of that, he's able to overcome a mess-up, able to overcome a sin. So, Chasidov are the ones who this is for. Ki rega bi'apo, because Hashem's anger is only a rega. It's fleeting. It's only for a second. Chayim birtzono. Because what does Hashem really want? He wants chayim. Hashem doesn't really want our death. I think it's it's the Navi Zechariah that we make reference to in Davening on Yom Kippur. Kilo sachbo, it's b'mavas hames. B'mos ha-rasha, or I forget the exact lashon of the pasuk. Hashem doesn't desire the death of the rasha. Ki im b'shuvo midarko ara v'chaya. I know I'm not. That's the reason you're supposed to read Pesukim inside, because I'm paraphrasing the pasuk. I'm not saying it exactly, but Hashem doesn't want our death. He wants life. He wants us to repent. So, rega biapo. It's only a rega. His anger. Chayim birtzona. What Hashem really wants is life. Be'erev yelin bechi, and the change can come so quickly. Be'erev yelin bechi. At night I can go to sleep crying because, you know, I'm suffering in pain or because I'm wallowing in the darkness of my sin. And yet when I wake up, things are already cheery. Things are already going well. That's how quickly. Yeshua Hashem Karef Ayin. This is the first section. I'm going to break up this Mizmor into four sections. So this is the first section. And this is David HaMelech proclaiming the greatness of Hashem and how he's patient with people who are at their core good and how he's willing to change things for them. And now we have another section, two psukim. Vani amarti b'shalvi bal emot li'olam. I said it at my time of tranquility that I will never be shaken. This pasuk really resonates with me. Sometimes when a person is healthy, so you take it for granted. You always think it's going to be that way. You know, it feels so strong. It feels so grounded. It feels so set, your health. And then when a person's sick, they realize how ephemeral health is, or how fleeting it is, or how tenuous, how vulnerable a person is. So Bishalvi, when everything was going well, I said, Balamot li'olam, I'll never shake. Nothing will ever change. And it's the same way, I think, with sin. When a person's not enticed by the Yetzirah, when a person's feeling good with their Avodas Hashem, so there's a certain religious confidence that comes. And you feel, I'm in a good place. And then when a person is overcome with sin, when a person is suffering from the enticement of sin, so then all of a sudden that piety is so, you realize how vulnerable you are. But you don't realize that when things are going well, when it's a cheery and bright day, whether on a health level or on a religious level. So David says, but I realize Hashem birtzoncha hemarat al hari oz. My mountain, harari, my mountain of oz, of strength, my stability, I guess is the best word. I realize now that my stability was you. It was birtzoncha hemarata. You're the one who gave it its firmness, its stability. I thought it was me, but then I realized how quickly I can sin. And I realized that my stability came from you. And hestarta panachi, and if you hide your face, wow, hayisi nifhal, I'm lost. I'm dumbfounded. I can't find myself. And that's the second section here, and that's the statement of how David realizes everything's biyad Hashem, and how much hashkacha is needed, and how much siyata d'shmaya is needed. And David HaMelech is almost like saying, like, now that I was sick and I got better, or I sinned and I repented, it gives me a perspective on everything before that, and a perspective I'm going to take with me in my life going forward. That I realize the vulnerability of man, and I realize the pitfalls that are hidden for man in terms of sin. Next section. Elecha Hashem ekra v'yal Hashem eschanan. And now David HaMelech expresses his newfound perspective, his hope, and his reliance on Hashem. So he says, Elecha Hashem ekra. Towards you, Hashem, I will always call out. V'yal Adonai eschanan. And to my God, I will, you know, my supplications, I will turn in supplication to you, Hashem. Ma betza bidami. And now he makes an argument for himself. He says, I realize that you kept me alive to praise you, and you kept me alive to serve you. And I realize that if I was dummy, if I was silent, meaning dead, so there would be no gain, there would be no profit, there would be no benefit. I can't serve you. Ma betza. What value is in there if I'm quiet? Beriditi al shachas, if I go into oblivion. Hayodecha afar, can the dirt praise you or thank you? Hayagin amitecha, can one who is dead, can the dirt praise your state, the truths about your greatness? Shema Hashem b'chanini, Hashem, hear me out, and my praises and my supplications. Hashem eyeh ozerli, and Hashem, always be there to support me, to help me. Last section, David HaMelech ends with almost a praise and a recognition for the future. Hafachta mispedi l'mecholi. You turned my hesped. I was near death. You've turned that into a machol, into a circle. One of the mefarshim here says that all the people probably congregated around his bed when he was sick, and were there to be, you know, ready to usher him or escort him into the next world, to be maspid him. And now they've broken out into dance. They're celebrating with each other because what a salvation. Hesped to machol. Pitachta saki. you've opened up, I've thrown off my sackcloth, v'ta'azreini simcha, and now I am, girded with joy. And here we see that transition from sack to simcha. And why did you do all this? Why did you save me? Why did you turn everything around? Why were you hofeich my hesped l'machol l'man yizamercha kavod v'lo yidom? In order so that I can continually praise you and I won't be silent. I'm not going to go off to death. I'm not going to go into oblivion. But I'm going to be vocal. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to serve you. I realize that's why you took me out of this. I had this near-death experience, or I had this brush with sin. And I realize now that I've emerged from that, that the only reason I've gotten this chance, this new chance, is to praise you. Hashem Elokai li'olam odecha. And therefore, Hashem, I am committing myself to you forever. I am dedicated to praising you. If we have to sum up what this mizmor is about, this very powerful mizmor, so I think there are two main yesodos that emerge. One is the power of prayer and turning to Hashem. Shivati elacha v'tirpo'eni. The idea that if we, in a real way, in a serious way, heartfelt way, if we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we want salvation, because we recognize our shortcomings and our failures, so then the sky's the limit in terms of what can happen. In the Siddur Tzlusa d'Avram, so he comments on this mizmor, that you see that a person who strives for something, so not only does he get it, and again, whatever we're striving for, whether it's health, whether it's purity, whether it's the Beis HaMikdash, like David HaMelech, so not only are you able to get it, but it's even Nikra al Shimcha. This mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid, and it's not even, he doesn't point this out, but in other contexts, we refer to the Beis HaMikdash as Sukkas David HaNofelas. Why is it the Sukkas David? If anything, it's the Sukkas Shlomo. It's not the Sukkas David. But you see that when a person really pines for something, and when a person is dedicated to something, so Kadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if it's his. And that's one thing that's very important. You know, we speak a lot in yeshiva context about wanting to learn and wanting to learn. The want and the want to want. Right? This is a cliche already, I think. We talk about this a lot. But the point is very, very, very important. Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem, the importance of being a mevakesh, a person who wants, and a person who has desires for holy and spiritual things. So we see from this mizmor, not only the ability to get it, but the relationship that you forge with it just from wanting it. That's one point. And there's another tremendous lesson, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to totally flip things on its head. That imagery of people coming together in order to say goodbye to someone, to be maspid someone, and then to turn that into a celebration, into a dance, celebrating the person's emergence from illness. That's a nace, and that's something that the only one who has the real koch to do that in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash says that this mizmor, we read this first of all on Hanukkah, that we know, but another time that we read it, or another time that it was read, says the Medrash, is that when Mordechai was being paraded on the horse. I mean, we all remember that moment when the plan was to hang Mordechai, and now instead Haman has to parade Mordechai around, proclaiming Kocho Yaseh Li'ish. So that tremendous triumph, that v'nahafochu, that flipping, that role reversal. So it says in the Medrash that while he was on the horse, Mordechai and his talmidim were singing Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. What does that Medrash mean? So I think that Medrash is picking up on this idea. The ability to go from one extreme to another is something that's Biyad Hashem. And Hashem should help all of us, that we should have real kavana when we say this, and realize that this is a great prep. Not only a prep for davening, to realize the koach of davening and what we can do, how we can move tremendous things, how we can impact tremendous things with our davening. That's not the only thing, but it's also reflecting back on karbonos, right? Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David finds itself between karbonos and Pesukei Dezimra and davening. And perhaps it touches on both of some of the themes that we've spoken about. It follows karbonos because we say karbonos with the hope that Mirtz Hashem, if we're dedicated enough to Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so that we'll be zocha to bring the karbonos. And a person really wants something, so it's Nikra al Shemo. So that's one, I think, theme that we're picking up on, and that's the juxtaposition and the relationship between Mizmor Shechanah Gasabayis LeDavid and Karbanos, and then also using it as a preparatory prayer as we go into Tefillah. We recognize through Mizmor Shechanah Gasabayis LeDavid the tremendous koach of Tefillah and the ability to never give up hope, and the ability and the recognition that Hashem can flip things on its head, and that tremendous koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's something we should, Hashem, all be able to connect to.